Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. Verses 44 through 52. And we hear these words of our Lord. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that somebody hid in a field, which someone else found and covered up. Full of joy, the finder sold everything and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he found one very precious pearl, he went and sold all that he owned and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that people threw into the lake and gathered all kinds of fish. When it was full, they pulled it to the shore, where they sat down and put the good fish together into containers. But the bad fish they threw away. That's the way it will be at the end of the present age. The angels will go out and separate the evil people from the righteous people, and will throw the evil ones into a burning furnace. People there will be weeping and grinding their teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. They said to him, yes. Then he said to them, therefore every legal expert who has been trained as a disciple for the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings old and new things out of their treasure chest. Friends, the word of the Lord. Mel Fisher is the man who discovered a Spanish ship which had gone down in a hurricane off the Florida Keys several centuries ago. Fisher became fascinated with hunting for lost treasure. And through his research, he was able to determine just about where that ship went down. And he thought it would take him at least 12 weeks to find that treasure. Well, 12 weeks turned into 12 years. And still there was no treasure. And finally, after 16 years, he discovered the treasure. And it was later determined to be worth over $400 million. How would you like to discover some real treasure? Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is a treasure. For those of you who are following along with the study guide in your bulletin, I'll repeat that. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is a treasure. When Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount up near the Galilean city of Capernaum, he made a striking statement about treasure. He said, stop collecting treasures for your own benefit on earth, where moth and rust eat them and where thieves break in and steal them. Instead, collect treasures for yourselves in heaven, where moth and rust don't eat them, and where thieves don't break in and steal them. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Well, sometime later on, Jesus again was teaching a great multitude of people at the same place where he preached the Sermon on the Mount. So many came near to hear Jesus that he had to get into a boat and speak to them from just off the shore of the lake there. That day, Jesus spoke many things to them in parables. You know, those parables are those stories which Jesus told that contain such truths. And we had several examples of parables in our Bible passage for this morning. Well, later, after the people had left, Jesus and the 12 disciples went back to Simon Peter's home in Capernaum. And the disciples asked Jesus to explain one of the parables. Well, in the course of their conversation, Jesus gave them other parables about the kingdom of heaven. And one of them in particular was the first parable that I read for us today, where Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that somebody hid in a field, which somebody else found and covered up. Full of joy, the finder sold everything and bought that field. The treasure that man found meant very much to him. But I want to say to all of us here today that there is no treasure like the treasure of Jesus' kingdom. Jesus came to usher in the new age of God's kingdom. This was one of the great themes of his preaching and teaching. The words kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God have many meanings. Basically, Jesus was talking about the rule of God in the lives of his people and in the life of the world. It was both present and future, deep within us and all around us. Jesus said the kingdom is like a treasure hid in a field. It is so valuable, a person would sell all their possessions to have it. Well, let me tell you about the treasures of Jesus' kingdom. For one thing, the treasure of Jesus' kingdom creates life's greatest joy. I'll repeat that. The treasure of Jesus' kingdom creates life's greatest joy. There is simply nothing else which compares with the kingdom of heaven. In that kingdom is found life's greatest joy. In this parable Jesus told, a man discovered a treasure hidden in a field. And suddenly this man was overwhelmed with joy. It was the greatest discovery he'd ever made. It filled his life with joy. Jesus was saying that the kingdom of heaven fills our lives with that kind of joy. Everybody wants to find joy, but not everybody is finding it. You may remember a few years ago there was a song out called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Well, many people are looking for happiness in all the wrong places. They would love to be happy, but they just can't define it. They would love to find happiness, but they don't know where it is. They would love to obtain happiness, but they don't know how to go about getting it. And so they are wandering around like sheep without a shepherd. I understand that former President Bush wanted to talk to Moses about the situation in the Middle East. And so he went up to heaven and he asked St. Peter, could I possibly see Mr. Moses? And St. Peter went off to find Moses, but then in a little while he came back and he said, Moses said the last time he talked to a bush, he was lost in the wilderness for 40 years. Many people are lost out there looking for happiness. Sometimes joy, happiness, and fulfillment are seen as being tangible things that we can get or buy or purchase or hold. We forget so easily that joy never comes to us that way. It's always a byproduct. It's always the result of something else. Joy isn't found in the things that we possess, but in the things which possess us. It's not found in what we can own, but in who owns us. It's found not in what we create for ourselves, but in what we discover. C.S. Lewis wrote a book called Surprised by Joy. Joy is always a great discovery, a great surprise. The joy we want is found in our citizenship in God's kingdom because it's the only place where we really belong. Only there do we find a sense of well-being and fulfillment. Only in God's kingdom do we find an answer for all of life's questions. We find a sense of hope for time and eternity. And when we make this discovery, it begins to fill our lives with joy. A kind of joy which shows up in our living. A Chinese government official was sent to a village to investigate those who were thought to be Christians. He talked with a village leader about them. He wanted to know how many Christians lived there in the village and how he could tell who they were. The village leader replied, "Well, that is easy. The Christians are the happy ones. To discover the treasure of the kingdom of heaven is to find life's greatest joy. Here's an additional thing to remember. The treasure of Jesus' kingdom costs life's highest price. I'll repeat that. The treasure of Jesus' kingdom costs life's highest price. The greatest joy is never free. It always requires something. The price is high. Jesus said this man in his parable sold everything. He sold everything in order to raise enough money to be able to buy this field in which the treasure was found. Well, the kingdom of heaven is like that. It costs life's highest price. Now, we may look at this negatively. It may seem negative in a way to say the kingdom of heaven and the Christian life cost us everything. We may feel that that makes it seem too difficult, too demanding. And yet there are so many things like this. There are many things which will cost us everything. And when those things are through with us, they will leave us broken and broke. I once saw an interview with actor Mickey Rooney on television. And he said, "I lost $2 at a racetrack one time, and I've spent about $3 million trying to get it back." Anything we commit our lives to can wind up costing us everything. That being the case, we have only one sane and sensible choice, and that is to choose the kingdom of God. And yes, it will cost us everything. There was a woman in New York City who earned her living selling pretzels out on the street for $5 each. A man came by every day and gave her $5, but he never took a pretzel. He just gave her the money. One day she chased him down and she said, "Sir, I need to tell you something about these pretzels." And he said, "Oh, I never take one, you know. I just give you the $5. And she replied, "Yes, I know. But the price has gone up to $5.50. The kingdom of heaven will always cost us something, namely, everything we are. But as we give everything to it, we discover an amazing thing. It begins to take root in us, and it begins to grow. And it creates within us the very best that we can become. It calls forth from us the very best we could ever be. And like all good investments, it will provide in us and for us wonderful dividends." A man in a colleague's church told about his son coming home from Sunday school one Sunday and telling his mother that they had learned about inheriting God's kingdom. They studied what it meant to inherit something. And then he said to his mother, "I'd like my inheritance now." And his mother answered, "Well, that's too bad, because I'm not through with it yet." In the kingdom of heaven, however, you can have your inheritance now. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, "The Spirit agrees with our spirit that we are God's children. But if we are children, we are also heirs. We are God's heirs and fellow heirs with Christ." In his final week, Jesus told in one of his parables about how the king would say, "Come, you who will receive good things from my Father. Inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the world began. It would be given to those who had given their lives in service, to those who had paid the price." To discover the treasure of the kingdom of heaven is to learn that it costs life's highest price. Another thing to remember is the treasure of Jesus' kingdom calls for life's deepest commitment. I'll repeat that. The treasure of Jesus' kingdom calls for life's deepest commitment. Because the kingdom of heaven offers us the greatest joy at the highest cost, it calls for the deepest commitment. Jesus tells us in the first parable of today's Bible passage that when this man sold all he had in order to raise enough money, then he bought that field. This man made the commitment. He bought it. He followed through with it all the way. Now remember the situation here. Jesus has told his disciples this parable about the kingdom of heaven. He's been training those disciples, and he wants them to be kingdom of God people. Jesus wants them to understand the sacrifice that they would be making and the value of that kingdom. He's trying to impress those things upon them. Christ's kingdom always calls for sacrifice. It always calls for taking a chance. It always calls for living on the edge. There was a Native American man down in Florida who used to wrestle alligators for tourists. And one time after one of his performances, a lady noticed he wore a string of alligator teeth around his neck. And she said, "Oh, that's sort of like wearing a string of pearls." And he replied, "Well, not quite. Anyone can open an oyster. Anyone can be religious. Having kingdom of God treasure is something else altogether. It always requires commitment. It calls us to give our lives to Christ and to the rule of God in our lives. It puts us among the people of God who have been faithful to him across the centuries. It reorders our priorities, what we think is important, what we are living for. It leads us to dedicate our lives, who we are, what we can do, our abilities, our hopes and dreams to God's kingdom. And in the midst of this kind of commitment, we make the most amazing discovery. We find that even though we begin thinking it would cost us a great deal, we discover suddenly we have riches untold, beyond measure. We become overwhelmed by the value of the treasure that we have found, the treasure of Jesus' kingdom. There's a legend about some men who were on a long journey. And they came across a great desert and they rode into a wilderness area. And just after sundown, they came to a river. They got off their horses and knelt down by the river to drink water. And suddenly a voice spoke to them. And the voice said, "Fill your pockets with pebbles from along the river, and tomorrow you will be both glad and sorry." So they did what the voice commanded. And then they got on their horses and they rode away into the night. And on through the night they rode. Finally, the sun began to peek over the horizon. So they stopped and reached into their pockets. And there they found diamonds and rubies. They held a treasure in their hands and they were both glad and sorry. They were glad they had it, but they were sorry because they had not taken more. The good news for us is we can have all we want of the treasure of Jesus' kingdom, all we are willing to take. I'll repeat that. The good news for us is that we can have all we want of the treasure of Jesus' kingdom, all we are willing to take. If you take the treasure of Jesus' kingdom, you will learn that it is the discovery of a lifetime. Amen.